Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Couple times on the training ground, you might have been in a few tussles. And was one time in front of Victory Project children? Did that happen?
That may have happened. I didn't care for a few tackles and then an elbow. Yeah, and I'm not proud of it. I'm not happy. But as I was on top of him, thinking of some sort of chokehold, I look up and there is a group of children on the sidelines looking up at me.
First place in the West, Sporting Kansas City back on top where they belong. Alan Pulido seems to make the team a lot better, which surprises people. We've got the Fontas feel-good story, Gerso with the cherry on top, and I also want to talk about Jalen Lindsey, who had a nice game last night. So, guys, 4 goals. That was so much fun last night.
Yeah, we really needed that, didn't we? Really needed that.
Yes.
And I really appreciate them doing all the goals on my end where I had to shoot from. So I appreciate that, guys.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I didn't even think about that.
That was their inspiration, actually. Halftime.
How were the pictures you got?
Yeah, I'm still going through a bunch of them, but I got a couple of interesting ones, I think.
Okay, so let's just start off here with Alan Pulido back in the starting 11. And 4 people text me last night during the game and all say something along the lines of, it is crazy how much better this team is with Pulido in the lineup, or I can't believe how good Pulido is. And I get it. I understand, you know, the difference in the recent matches up until this one. But it's
the only
like
shocking thing about that is your friends are just coming to that realization.
Yeah, I know. That's true. But like I get what they're saying. You understand that sentiment. It's just
it's like a dramatic difference. It really is.
Yeah, it's like $10 million. He makes the team $10 million better.
I think it's only like $3 or $4 million better, man. But
but still, you know, it's. I do like that Pulido has proven to the people spending the money and the ones that did give this next level investment, he is showing that if you do take spending to another level, that the talent you bring in is another level, which is a good
but money
sign
time still coming. Money time is still coming.
That's true. So his goal last night, my favorite player, I don't know about all time. He might be my favorite player all time is Sergio Kun Aguero. And that goal from Pulido was very Aguero-esque. Just a man born to score goals, got the ball in the box. It didn't matter if his back was turned or if he had people all around him. He did what he had to do to face the goal and get the ball across the line. I just love that we have a guy that was born to score goals, and he does it.
He knows where that goal is, that's for sure.
That's right, yeah.
It took a couple tries, but yeah.
I think we had more shots on goal last night than we've had in a long time.
Yeah, and it was starting to feel like all of those other games, but that's why they bought Alan Pulido, was to fix that game, and he did. So it works. Spending money works, guys.
And once you open it up, it opens up. That's always the problem, is getting that first one.
Yeah, and that's the way it has always been for Sporting, seemingly.
Well, can we talk quickly about that front three, though? I mean, that's a pretty dangerous front three.
Yes. Busio on the left, Johnny on the right, and Pulido in the middle. That's formidable. But also, so is Kyrie Shelton on the left instead of Busio.
Well, he's going to bring that just completely more punishing kind of style than Busio will bring, so.
Yeah, I thought it was really funny. I was searching for the right gift that symbolized what I was trying to do, but I couldn't find one. It's just so funny. Like, you know, you're down. I think they were down at 2-0 at that point when Kyrie came in. And it's just like, if you're down 2-0 against this team that has just been dominating you, and then you bring in Kyrie Shelton, that just, oh my gosh, that just has to be such a punch in the face.
And almost literally to Rubio.
Yeah.
Actually, he just extended his arm, but it was legit.
Yeah. All right.
You see hate for Rubio on the comments?
Oh, no, I didn't.
On the Blue Testament? Yeah.
I was
now
really
that he's on the other team, I really can't stand him, people said.
Yeah. I didn't like his antics. I didn't like his antics here, but now I hate him.
Yeah, I do not like him at all. I wasn't the biggest fan of him here, and that is a good way to put it. His antics, just his mannerisms annoy me on the field. I don't like him. I don't like the way he carries himself.
Who was all the people calling for him to start all the time when he was here?
Yeah.
There was that brief period he had a good goals per 90 off the bench, and that was when he was.
Yeah, and he always scored off the bench, and when he started, he didn't score. So he was a good off-the-bench guy.
Man, how far we've come. Hoping Diego Rubio turns a corner and becomes a really good striker versus a badass Mexican Alan Pulido. Okay, yeah, let's move on to Andrea Fontes, the feel-good story. He was seemingly in the doghouse for a long time, at the bottom of the pecking order for Vermees, and then working his way back, got hurt, and finally made his way back to the bench and got his moment, and it paid off. Ball fell to him in the box, and he put it home. That was glorious.
It was a nice finish, too. I mean, it wasn't easy.
The ball was, like, really high up. He had to strike it, like, at the height of his hip, which a defender is often going to mess that up.
And he's got a wee bit higher hip than others.
Yeah, yeah.
How many forwards would have just placed that over the net, like, you know,
like
50
Diego,
feet over?
Like Diego Rubio?
Ouch.
Gerso, Johnny Russell, Kyrie. Yeah, we could probably name it.
So we're gonna talk about Gerso later. Is Gerso making sure that we're not allowed to, like, make that joke about him anymore?
I hope so. I hope so.
Anyway, Thad, you were mentioning Fontes, his post-game presser.
Yeah, he was. Somebody asked a question about how he was, how it felt to get over the injury and stuff. And he kind of talked a little bit about how nobody really knows how it felt, except maybe his wife and kids, because he was going so long without playing and he was hurt and trying to recover. Because I think he's been hurt a lot more than people even realize. So he's been struggling for really even before he came here with some injuries. So if he's healthy, he is definitely competing for a starting spot if he's healthy and back to his form. He's still not going to be the fastest guy in the world, but a little speed around him, he could be really, really good.
that all cannot be discounted. I mean, his family had been here for a year at that point, but, you know, they're in a foreign land across the world. A pandemic has broken out. He's struggling. He's not on the field. He's injured. Like, that takes a lot of mental strength there to stay on top of it and get back in the good eyes of Vermees, I think.
That could be an article, huh?
Yeah, I was mentioning that earlier.
Somebody should write that.
We should just, like, speak it out here and pretend we wrote it. Yeah, and see, I don't even want to say he's in the doghouse. I think just because of his injuries, he wasn't there's a difference between being in the doghouse because of mental mistakes and being hurt and not being able to. Yeah,
maybe not the doghouse, but he definitely was at the bottom of the center back depth chart, or he fell to that far at one point, whether it was because of injury or what. But.
So, okay. Also, it stands out that Beasler, you know, how's he feeling? Oh, Reed's injured. Fontas, not me.
Yeah, that's – so someone – I was having this conversation last night that, you know, somebody was like, how the hell is Fontas in this game all of a sudden? And, you know, it's that is telling that Beasler wasn't in the lineup. Graham Smith wasn't in the lineup. Two guys that, you know, even this year, this season, Vermees has trusted for multiple games in a starting role back there. And now Fontas is apparently the number three. or has he
Interesting. And whose contract comes up at the end of the year?
Just looking at the pedigree of the two players, Fontas and Winston Reed, those two at their best, that could be a very formidable center back pairing. Two big dudes, two well trained guys that have, you know, had a lot of experience in you know, tougher places. So I would
kind of just took exactly what I was going to get to there, Cody, that too may be the center back pairing at the last game going into the playoffs. If they're both healthy, Fontas is the left. Yeah. There's a big caveat there. Fontas on the left center back. Reed is the right center back. Fontas dribbling the ball up and making some passes with his buddy Ilya. Reed covering because he can go forward. Reed has a little more speed than Fontas and the size and with
size.
Some,
that's where I'm at.
With some speedy Dia on the left to help cover.
And they can both score in the box, Reed and Fontas. So, hey, there you go.
Yeah, we now know that.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And someone else we now know that can score, that I have always doubted that, is Gerso. The Gerso was on display, put the cherry on top of the game last night. And I'm taking a little bit of the credit because I was like, grunting and like screaming at him to keep that position and keep riding off that challenge. So it was my, I willed him to stay in front on that play. I'm taking some of the credit there. But that was beautiful and generally a play that he messes up at the very end. Am I wrong about that?
You know, I think he didn't think about it. I think he just did what came natural to him at the moment, and that's what he needs to do.
He had just no time to think about it.
Yeah.
Anytime he's left in the open and has a second, then he'll mess up.
Yeah.
There were defenders on his ass the whole time from midfield. So you're right. He didn't have time to think about it. He just was playing soccer and
Put
it home.
Do you think that was a chip or is that a lift? How would you qualify? Which one?
That's like the same thing, isn't it?
Is it? Okay.
We'll say, what's the difference?
Well, lift is more of a distinct lifting of your foot to lift the ball over. A chip is more of a one quick hit that does the same thing.
What are you declaring is more difficult?
Oh, gosh, in that moment, I would think the lift would be more difficult because you would have to – it takes a little more time to at do full that. Speed, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, but time slows down for him. He's so fast that time is slower for him.
Yeah.
He has time to, like, read a book. That's why he sometimes messes up. He pauses to, like, read a book.
Did you see his celebration? I missed it until I was watching the, like, post game.
Oh, yeah.
You're no Cino.
Yeah, and, like, just my dumb ass. I watched that, and I was like, oh, cool. He did the emojis. He did the monkey emojis. And then Nate explained it for me. And I understand. I know that those monkeys are hear no evil, see no evil. Like, I know that that's what the those emojis. But I didn't make that connection there. And yeah, he did it in the Black Lives Matter shirt. So that was cool. I dig it.
I wish that this was the video call because I so facepalmed when Cody thought that was the emojis. I was like, oh my God.
Well, I'm not entirely wrong. It is the emoji. That's what the emojis are symbolizing.
All right. So Black Lives Matter. Maybe I just noticed this for the first time. Maybe I just don't notice it before because they've been there. But the Rapid players, some of them faced the flag during the anthem. Others faced away. I thought that was interesting.
Oh, I haven't been paying that close attention.
Yeah. Yeah. They were all kneeling, but some were facing away from the flag purposely.
Actually, that's been a weird thing all this year because traditionally when the national anthems played, the players like turn and just face the one end, but some teams will face just the sideline. So it's been kind of a weird thing. And then with players kneeling, some kneeling, most kneeling, but not all. Some teams kneeling, not all. It's been a very hit or miss thing. But Sporting has very much in the last few games all turned and knelt towards the flag. So I think it's that effort to show they're not disrespecting the flag or the anthem, but still getting in the protest at the same time. So I think that's where they're doing that. And the other team doesn't know what they're doing. So some of them copy it, some don't.
That's what I was going to say. That might just like, yeah, that might make other teams look bad, not intentionally, you know? Okay. So let's have a Jalen and Lindsay appreciation hour here. The game started. The first note that I wrote down of this game was how terrible of a cross that Jalen Lindsay had. And I was like, all right, come on.
The early one, yeah.
Well, I was like, we need you to be better than this. And then, yeah, as the game went on, he played really well, turned in a really good performance there. Some good defensive moments and on the attacking end as well.
I mean, who didn't have a good game last night? But, yeah.
The referee.
Early, especially. I thought it was going to be a disaster early on.
Yeah, that's another one. Twitter was ablaze with people complaining about the referee again and tinfoil hats and they're against us and.
In some fairness, because I had the same criticism. Like, why didn't he make that same yellow to Warner as he did to Dia? Looking at the photos this morning. I see Dia more in the air coming in than Warner coming through on the ground sliding in. So there was perhaps because I have almost the exact same angle on both of those plays. Maybe he saw that just a little bit differently. Like Dia was a little more reckless than Warner was. That was Warner, right? I think it was.
It was.
Referees, yeah. Dude.
All right, back to Lindsay. Sorry to interrupt there.
Yeah. That is exactly what we need. There's no other option right now. If this team is gonna win a trophy here, he has to turn in performances like that.
Yeah, he was agreed. He was pretty much the entire back line was good. So mm-hmm. I mean, if you're asking who was not good, it's hard to say.
Puncic and Busio somehow were the only two on Foot Mob that did not get a. Like a 7+ rating.
Yeah, it's bad to say Busio wasn't good last night because he was good. He just wasn't
as good.
So here's a real question though: was Sporting good or was Colorado bad? Or
Sporting was good. I firmly will answer that question: that Sporting was good. Toledo's back in the team, and nobody doubts how good this team is when he is out there. So.
Well, I think one thing I noticed that was different, and I think it's the Polito factor, is that we played a lot more balls in a penetrating nature through the middle instead of just kind of skirting the wings and trying to put a cross in. I think that changes a lot with Polito in the lineup.
Yeah, and maybe passes from Roger Espinoza as opposed to where Busio was generally going with it.
Yeah, could be, yeah. Roger is pretty insightful.
So one clear man of the match, who was it?
Oh, gosh.
I'll give it to Polito.
Robert?
Three, you go, Thad.
Two,
I gotta
one.
Think about
no,
that.
No, no, no. Three, two, one, go. Gut instinct, go.
A gut instinct is either Polito or Russell. I think Russell is very active. He attracts so much attention, and that opens things for others. So
I'll go
Polito,
with
Russell.
I'll go with Fontas because he didn't even know he was going to be starting, and he comes in and plays that well.
Feel good, Fontas. I like it. Okay. So be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Blue Testament KC, and join us at thebluetestament.com and leave us a comment. And we'll talk to you next week. Go Sporting!
Skipper has just been sent off. Support a strong evolve. Don't stop by Fudfontaine's. Got me drinking. My Fudfontaine's got me drinking. My Fudfontaine's got me drinking. Give me beer or whiskey, wine or gin. Anything to shake this mood I'm in.